Punch Bowl News, Democrats know they have a tough midterm ahead. By Jacob Bliss on May 24, 2022. Democrats, in private, have recognized they are in a challenging political environment only 168 days before the midterms and acknowledged that it would be difficult to envision a trickier path before November, according to Punch Bowl News. In private, Democrats acknowledge that it would be difficult to envision a trickier or more perilous political environment 168 days before a midterm election than now, Punch Bowl News' Tuesday morning newsletter stated. The newsletter added, there's a reason that 30-plus House Democrats are retiring or have already left office this cycle, compared to only half as many Republicans. In fact, not only have there been over 30 Democrats either leaving the House and retiring or running for a different office, but due to redistricting, there has been a slew of member-on-member primaries across the country. This occurs as the incumbents' hometowns are moved into a neighboring district. Members want to run in a safe district, or in some cases, there are fewer congressional districts in the state. Punch Bowl explained that there had been multiple crises that have been hurting families across the country. There is currently a baby formula shortage, which has impacted families across the country as they are struggling to feed their children. President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to try and help boost supplies. Gas prices have continuously reached a record high and are a whole dollar more per gallon than a year ago. Punch Bowl acknowledged that Congress can or will do to address the crisis. Not anything that could lower prices at the pump by election day anyway. The stock market has also recently taken a massive dip, which erased roughly all of the gains Biden has taken credit for since taking office. Additionally, while the housing market has remained strong, it will be tested by the rising interest rates. The coronavirus is still rippling through the country, as Biden campaigned on getting the pandemic under control. There also appears to be a rise in monkeypox. The migrant problem at the southern border, which Punch Bowl considers to be Biden's biggest political liability since taking office, that he has failed to effectively lay out an immigration policy. Punch Bowl also noted that the president's legislative agenda has stalled from last year's reconciliation package to another round of coronavirus relief to attempting to codify Roe v. Wade. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman, Mike Berg, noted that Democrats are right to acknowledge they are in a difficult political environment. They've done a horrible job running the government, and voters have noticed. This also has occurred as the Republicans are gaining momentum in the polls, with 47% of registered voters saying they want to see the Republican Party in control of Congress, as only 43% said that they would want the Democrat Party in control, in a recent Quinnipiac poll. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.